Turn to Psalm 42. I stole this from Tom Palmer. I guess at this point in my ministry, I think it's pretty hard to claim originality for anything. Because I've heard so much, and you know, it may seem like an original idea, and then I look and, oh yeah, that's where I heard that. And so, but I have no apologies for taking something that I think is good and sometimes add a little bit to it or change a little bit. But I want to look at a thirsty soul tonight. A thirsty soul. Psalm chapter 42, and let's begin with verse 1. As the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God. Does your soul thirst for God? For the living God, when shall I come and appear before God? And then he goes on, watch this. My tears have been my meat day and night, while it continues saying to me, where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with a voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. But at this time, he's missing that hope and that help. And there's that thirst, that longing as a hunted animal, just weary and thirsting and panting for rest and refreshment, longing for that. Go to Psalm 63. Psalm 63. Verse 1. O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. He's that thirst again, his soul thirsting for them. And because of that, he says, early will I seek thee. There's a singular priority in what he's doing here. Keep your finger here. Go to Psalm 27. Psalm 27. Psalm 27 and verse 4. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Not a list. Not the bucket list or whatever, but one thing I desire. My early will I seek thee. That singular priority in having that thirst satisfied, that longing, that desire. Then he goes on, he says, My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. There's that stirring passion. Longing. My flesh is longing for you, God. And man, I mean, that's where we live, isn't it? This dry and thirsty land where no water is. Again, keep your finger here. Go to Psalm 84. Psalm 84 and verse 2. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. That passion, that single priority, that passion, stirring passion there. But we read on here, verse 2, back in Psalm 63. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary, because thy loving kindness is better than life. my lips shall praise thee. That's where Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were. That his loving kindness is better than life. And so God, we're not going to allow ourselves to be defiled by that king's meat. Because you are more important than life to us. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. So there's a thirst that's been mentioned in chapter 42 and in chapter 63, but then there's also the confidence that that is going to be satisfied. The thirst of the soul. But he says, it shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. My mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips when I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help. Therefore, in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. And then, so he's got the singular priorities. There's a stirring passion. Now watch this in verse 8. My soul followeth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. A striving pursuit. He's seeking that early. And he's going after that. And he's going to continue to pursue that till that satisfaction has come. Too many of us are just too shallow in our relationship. Because we don't dig down deep enough for it. That singular priority, that stirring passion, and that striving pursuit. Look at Psalm 143. Psalm 143. Verse 1. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness, answer me, and in thy righteousness. And enter not into judgment with thy servant. For in thy sight shall no man living be justified. How do you keep God from entering into judgment with us? If we would judge ourselves, 1 Corinthians 11 says, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord. So we need to do that cleansing. You know, I know I'm making a New Testament application of that, but that's where we're at tonight, right? And to keep him from entering into judgment, I need to deal with it myself. That singular purpose there. Verse 3, for the enemy hath persecuted my soul. He hath smitten my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. You ever been there? You just think, I don't know what to do, God. I don't know which way to turn, Lord. I don't know how I'm ever going to get out of this one. You ever been there? That's where he is. That's not pleasant, is it? The spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate. That thirsting soul. I need your quenching, God, your refreshing, and your rest. Too often times, though, we go to the wrong place to satisfy that. The psalmist said, early will I seek you. My flesh longeth for you, God, to see thy power and thy glory as I've seen thee in the sanctuary. What I've seen of you here, God. What you did with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. What you did with Daniel and Joshua and David and on through the list. the same God loves and cares for me just as much and is just as eager to respond. He goes on, he says this, verse 5 in Psalm 143, I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. Over there in, excuse me, I think it's 1 Corinthians 10, the things written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. I remember the days of old, I meditate on all thy works, I muse on the work of thy hands. He's going back over what God's done, not only in his own life, but in others' lives as well. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land. Selah. Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. Early will I seek thee. For in thee do I trust. Cause me to know thy way wherein I should walk. For I lift up my soul to you, God. It's you and only you that can satisfy this. And the psalmist pursues that. All else is set aside for this purpose. We need that refreshing. We need that reviving of our, and that quenching of the thirst of our soul that comes from the presence of God in our lives. We miss that too much. I'm not saying he's not present, but that knowledge of his presence is often missing in our lives. That he is right there with me in everything that I'm doing. There was I'd seen a thing this week. It said, you know, we think sometimes when God is silent that he's absent. But when you were in school, and when you were taking a test, the teacher was oftentimes the most quiet. Still right there, but not saying anything. In those times of testing in our lives, God's quiet, but he's still there. And oftentimes, all he's doing is waiting for us to reach out to him. For us to thirst and long after and desire him above everything else. We need that sense of his presence in our lives. Without it, our soul begins to waste away, deteriorate. Instead of thriving, though, too oftentimes we're just barely surviving. Go to one more verse, John chapter 7. John chapter 7. Start at verse 32. John 7, verse 32. John 7, of course, really spends, or John, the Gospel of John, spends most of the time on those final days, maybe the final week of the life of Jesus Christ. And as we get to chapter 7, we're already near the end of his public ministry. He says this in verse 32, the Pharisees heard that the people murmured such things concerning him, and the Pharisees and chief priests sent officers to take him. Then said Jesus unto them, yet a little while I am with you, and then I go unto him that sent me. Ye shall seek me, and ye shall not find me. Where I am, thither ye cannot come. Then said the Jews among themselves, whither will he go that we shall not find him? Will he go into the dispersed and among the Gentiles and teach the Gentiles? What manner of saying is this that he said, ye shall seek me and shall not find me, and where I am, thither ye cannot come? In the last day of that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. Is your soul thirsty? There's the invitation. Have a drink. Take all you need. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. All you need. He's willing to provide. We just got to go seek it and long for it. Desire it more than anything else in the world. As we go to prayer tonight, may that be first and foremost on our hearts and minds.